Test 1 2 3 4 5 5 4 3 2 1. Testing 1 2 3 4 5 5 4 3 2 1. June 9th, 1975. James Owen Dorsey's Call Dictionary.
Papa.
No.
Okay, I think it's an ending that a suffix he just puts on words.
Oh.
And for instance, he says. Ejiaba, and he translates that he's there or somebody's there.
Yeah, Ejiaba.
Okay. And he's alive. He has Niaba.
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 Okay. Gayo mikahina mikahina ba ayeba.
Yeah, gayo ha mikahinga ba yeba. It means the coon went that way.
Okay. Okay, and for the word abba here, let's see, he has an example. Tama e dia libe kanzeba. Tama
kidi e dia aliebo kanzeba. The calls come back from town.
Okay. And if there was just one Indian, how'd you say that?
I just say kanze. Kanze mechti.
Okay. And then how would you say then the one Indian, or the Indian came back to town?
Konse aba alibe. Tomai kiji ka alibe.
Okay, would you say konse aba then for the...
Uh-huh, konse aba.
If it was just one of them?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Okay. His other example here is Shayani Hazabe Edan Shong... What is it? Shongi Gina Shabe aba. Shayani Hazabe Edan Shonge Gina Shabeba.
Those Cheyennes ran and they took the horses away from them. That's what that means. Shayani Hazabe. Hazabe Edan Shonge Gina Shabe.
Okay. The next word is Abashta. To scrape something, how would you say you're scraping something?
I don't know how you say scrape.
Okay.
Letters from way back there?
Yeah.
No wonder.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't understand it. You know, a lot of that words change now.
Yeah, that's right. These are old.
Yeah.
And Abashto, he has...
Abashto.
How about Bashta? Bashta. Bashta.
Yuhabe means where you skin something, you know. You.
Okay.
Yuhabe. That's what we say. Yuhabe.
Mm-hmm.
Where you skin a coon or something. Or a squirrel.
Let's see if... how would you say, if you're talking about you're skinning a squirrel or something, is how somebody asks you what you're doing, you say, well, I'm skinning it.
Singa mi bluhe.
Bluhe.
Uh-huh.
Okay. If you ask somebody else, are you skinning it?
Let's see. Singer stuck in New Habe. A singer can New Habe.
Okay. And if you'd say about some other fella, well, he's skinning it. What he's doing, he's skinning it.
You Habe.
Okay. And we're skinning it?
On you Habe.
On you Habe.
On you Habe. Like you and I skinning a squirrel. On you Habe.
Okay. Okay, the next word
what that would mean. Abaddon.
Let's see. Abaddon. Whatever it is, if I'm doing it, it's Abaddon. Ashpadon. He has. He has to push something together, push sticks of wood together on a fire.
It means he don't stab the fire, Abaddon.
Okay, to stir it up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Stoking it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, how would you say what I'm doing? I'm stirring up the fire.
Pedicipadomike. I stoke up the fire.
All right, and if you're talking to someone else, you ask them, are you stoking up the fire?
See, I forgot that word already.
Abaddon.
Abaddon. Pedici ashpadon.
Okay.
Did you stir it up? Pedici ashpadon.
And how about some other person? He stirred it up.
Guaba e badamba.
Say again.
I forget right now. Pedic abadamba.
Okay. And we're stirring it up?
Ombadongaka.
Ombadongaka.
Ombadongaka. So you and I stirring that up.
Okay. The next word is abadoha.
Abadoha.
Abadoha. Give you a sentence. He has it in here. Nidonku abadohabe nijujaka.
I still don't know what that means. Abadombe.
Yeah, he translates that when there's high water, when the water's high.
Oh.
It extends all the way to the hills. Nidonko abaduhabe nishuja kae. Okay.
I wouldn't even know how to say that river's up. I'm going to have to practice how to talk Indian, argue with myself.
Talk to yourself.
With myself.
Talk to yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
That's the way it did.
Yeah.
How about, let's see, the next word here is abaco, or abaco.
Abaco. Let's see. I don't know what that word means.
Okay. Let's see.
Badohinga, when they, you know, make a little mound, you know, to plant cucumbers or something.
Uh-huh.
Badohinga gaha, you'll say.
Making a mound.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's see. This is abaku or abaku. I don't know which. It might be abaku. What's dig? If you dig something. Is that?
Let's see.
Ke or?
Yeah, ke.
Ke.
Ke ba.
Okay.
He's digging.
Okay, well, that'd be different from this then.
Yeah.
I don't know what this is. Okay.
Listen.
Ayuku? Does that mean anything to you?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, that's to listen. No, that'd be to. This is something to do with healing up the earth. Abala. Next word's abala.
Abala. Well, that means you bashful.
Okay.
Abala.
How would you say I was bashful?
Abalamike.
Say it again.
Abalamike.
All right, and tell somebody you were bashful.
Ayabalanike.
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 All right, and he was bashful.
Abalaba.
All right, and we were bashful.
Wabala ngaya.
Say again?
Wabala ngaya.
Okay. Can you say, if you're asking somebody, how would you ask somebody, are you bashful?
Ayabale Aisha. Ayabala Aisha.
How does Ashpala?
Ashpala means same thing. Ashpala.
Ashpala.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how about Appala? I'm sorry. Appala. Appala.
Appala. No.
Would that mean I'm bashful? If you said.
No, I'd say Abale Mike.
Abale Mike.
Abale Mike.
All right.
I'm bashful.
All right.
Which I am.
Ungabalabe. Ungabalabe. Does that mean?
That means we're bashful. We are.
Okay.
We are bashful.
Abalaji. Abalaji.
He's not bashful.
Okay.
Abalaji.
All right. How would you say I'm not bashful?
Abalamojimike.
Abalamojimike.
Abalamojimike. I'm not bashful.
Okay. All right. Okay, the next word is abalu.
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 I don't know what that means, abalu.
How does a man say to shave, like he shaves his face or something?
I don't know how you'd say what you shave.
Of course, the translation he gives here isn't really shave. It's,
yeah,
it's like to shave off something with a knife, like if you shave fat from the insides of some kind of animal or pieces from a frozen hide. Abalu. Agalu? Anonlu? Those mean anything to you?
No.
Next word is abanoya.
What that means.
Or Anunya. Translates it to cover up a hole by pushing skin or something over it.
Oh,
cover
okay.
Something. Does that make sense?
Agaspe. That's what we say. Agaspe, you know, covering something up.
Mm-hmm.
Agaspe.
And how would you say, I covered it up?
Agaspe.
And you covered it up?
Ayagaspe.
He covered it up?
Gas. See, how would you say that? Agaspeba.
Agaspeba. How about, we covered it up?
Ungaspabe.
Ungaspabe. Okay. Yeah.
I'm modern.
Okay. Abasonje. Is that if you were pushed against a door to keep it closed?
Yeah. Abi abasonje.
Okay. Push.
You have a chip. Abasonje. I shut the door.
All right. And then how would you say I shut the door again?
Jihabich Appasanja.
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 Okay, and did you shut the door?
Jihabich Ayapasa.
You used a different word.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, see, it's different when I, like I said now, Appasanja. Jihabich Appasanja. Jihabich Ashpasanja. See?
Mm-hmm.
Different.
Ashpasanja.
Ashpasanja.
All right.
Did you shut the door?
All right, and how about he shut the door?
Jihabich Abasandabe. Now see, I said different again.
Yeah. Well, those are the differences I'm looking for. He has most of those written out here, and I'm just checking to make sure that they're the same ones that he has. Sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. And how about us? We shut the door.
Jihabich Ungapasandabe.
Say again.
Jihabich Ungapasandabe.
Okay.
Now see, I said that different again.
Right. All right. Abasta.
Abasta.
Is that patch? I think we had that before once.
Yeah.
To put a patch on something.
Yeah.
How would you
Abastabe.
Say it?
Abastabe. He patched it.
He patched it. How would you say I patched it?
Up.
Not myself.
Yeah. Let's see, how would you say Abastan?
Abasta.
Abastabe.
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 And how about how about telling somebody, well, you patched it?
Ayabasta. Ayabasta.
Okay, could you say ashbasta?
Yeah, you could say the ashbasta.
Ashbasta?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between ashbasta and what is it?
Ayabasta.
Ayabasta.
I done it. I patched it, and he patched it.
Okay, how would you say he patched it? It's Abbas. You told me before.
Aya Basta.
And what's that mean?
It means he patched it.
Okay. Abasta.
I don't know what that means, Abasta.
Abaston here, he translates as a, let's see. Abaston, okay. Okie doke. Abata.
Abata. That sounds like a fence.
A what?
Fence.
A fence?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, golly, it is a fence. okay, he has two different meanings for that word.
Abata. Abata.
Yeah, abata. He has, if you head off a horse or intercept a horse that's running away. Oh, I see. You fancy man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Abata. Shunge abata be. He fenced that horse up.
All right. And, that fence fell down, or the fence fell to pieces, fell apart.
Abata kahiya be. Abata kahiya be. Abata kahiya be. That fell down, the fence did.
Okay. Could you say abata taya be?
Taya be. Yeah, I imagine you could say that too. Abata kataya be. Abata katayabe.
That means?
It fell to pieces.
Fell to pieces?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see, the word, when you said the fence fell to pieces, it was abata ka, was it?
Abata kahiyabe.
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 Okay. And if there were two fences and they both fell to pieces, how would you say the fences fell apart?
Abata kazani chiyabe.
All right.
Zani, that means both of them.
Be both
mm-hmm.
of them, or if it was
more
than two,
uh-huh.
be the same.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Abata chijebe.
That means gate. Abata chijebe means gate.
All right.
Abata chihebe kahiyabe.
Alright. And all the gates fell down, if there's more of them?
Chihebe kazani chiyabe.
Okay. Okay. To sew something. Is it
Wabache.
Wabache?
Wabache.
Wabache. Okay. How about I sewed it.
Bache. Bache. I sewed it.
All right. If you sewed it on something, would you, could you say apache?
Wapache. That means I sewed it, wapache.
Okay. And did you sew it? Yes.
Washpache. Means did you sew that?
All right. And let's see. She sewed it.
Wabacheba.
Wabacheba.
Wabacheba. Wakob. Wabacheba. That woman sewing.
Okay. And how about us? We sewed it.
Wabache ungaya. Wabache ungaya. We sewed it.
Okay. Let's see. It was wabache ungaya. Was we sewed it?
Wabache ungaya be.
Ungaya be. You can't say. Does something like umbacha be mean anything?
Umbacha. Means we sewed that. Umbacha be. Umbacha be. Means we sewed that.
Okay. Would you ever say umbata be?
No. No.
No. Doesn't work that way. Umbacha be.
Ombachabe. Wabache, you know, that's sewn.
Mm-hmm.
And ombachabe, well, that means we sewed it.
Okay. The next word is abachinje. Abachinje. Or chinje.
I don't know what that means. Abachinje.
Abachin.
I don't know what that would mean.
Okay, let's see. Abachinje ayabe. Abachinje ayabe. Ashpachinje. Ashpachinje ne. Apachinje ble.
I don't know.
Okay. I think this is supposed to be, mean something like to go without fear or not to be afraid.
Oh.
Or to go whatever the consequences.
Nope. That's what we say, nope, when we're afraid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just uses a different word here, I guess. Let's see. Abatsu. Abatsu.
I don't know what that means. Abatsu.
If you prop something up or brace it up, something that's fallen down. Ashpatsu.
We would say abatsu. Abatsu.
To mean what?
Prop it up.
Prop it up?
Uh-huh. When it falls, you know, something falls, where you put stick or something back of it.
Okay, how would, let's see now, how would you say then, I propped it up?
Ah, but, oh.
All right, and did you prop it up? Asking someone else?
Ah, but, ushkache. Ah, but, ushkache.
Okay, could you say ashpatso?
Ashpatso. Yeah, maybe you could say that too.
All right.
Abatsu.
Okay, and he propped it up?
Abatsu be.
All right, and us, we propped it up?
Abatsu be.
Okay. Very good. Abayaze. Abayaze. Ashbayaze. Apayaze. Apayaze damike.
I don't know what that would mean.
He translates that if you close the flaps like on a teepee or tent.
Oh. I'd say we agaspabe. Just like covering the hole up. That's what we'd say.
Okay. Let's see, the next word is abazo.
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 I don't know what that would mean either.
Abazoba. Apazo. Ashpazo. He has to point with the finger or with the hand.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Pazuoba. Pazu make. That's on point. Pazu make.
And how about if you ask somebody else, are you pointing? Pointing at it? Pointing at it?
Spazo nike.
Okay, and he's pointing at it.
Pazuoba.
And us, we're pointing at it.
Pazungai.
Okay. Bazube.
I don't know what that means.
He has to cut along the edge of something. Like a buffalo hide with a knife. You know, to make a leather thong or something. Okay. Or to cut a slit in it. Abazube.
I don't know how you would say that.
Okay. Abeco.
Abeco. I don't know what that means.
Is it to, let's see, to wrap up something like wrap string around something?
Oh,
would sinew? Does that make any sense?
What's that word?
Abeco? Or abeco?
Abeco. Abeco. That's what we said. Abeco.
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 Okay. How'd you say I'm wrapping it?
Abeco make.
Alright. And did you wrap it?
Let's see. Ashbeko. Ashbeko.
Alright. And I wrapped it again?
Abeko.
Okay. And he wrapped it?
Abekomba.
And we wrapped it?
We bekombe. We bekombe. See, I said different again.
Yeah, sure did.
Yeah.
Now you got me all confused.
I bet you know where you wrap it up. Yeah. And then where I wrap it up, I'd say, Abeco. Abeco. And Abeco means he wrapped it up.
Okay. And let's see. We wrapped it up?
The same thing as he wrapped it up. Uh-huh. Just same thing. Abekombe.
Okay.
He does it while I say it different. And then when I say I done it, while I say it different too.
Alright. Alright. I think I'll get it all figured out. Let's see. Oh boy, this is different. Abekonkon.
I don't know what that means, abekonko. No. I just know that one word, abeko, that's wrap it up. Or tie it up.
Yeah. Well, he has abekonko if, like a horse, if he, or, you know, if he walks around the post till he gets it all wrapped up.
Yeah. Let's see. Say, Huncha Abekomba. You know, he went around the post. Huncha Abekomba. That's what we'd say about the horse, you know, going around.
Okay. Let's see. Ablo.
Ablo. means.
Shoulder?
Yes, hablo. Hablo.
Hablo.
Yeah, hablo.
Say it again.
Hablo.
Okay.
Hablo.
Hmm. And let's see. Heck.
Let's see. Hablo onemique.
My shoulder hurts.
My shoulder hurts.
hablo, does hablo y que mean anything?
Hablo y que. No. That just means the shoulder.
Just the shoulder?
No, just the shoulder. Hablo y que. That shoulder, I imagine it's what it is. That shoulder.
That shoulder.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Hablo y que.
Is that what you'd use if you're talking about what we call shoulder and the side of beef or pork?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How would you say then if you're looking at a piece of meat in the butcher shop, how would you say, well, I want that shoulder over there. I want that one there.
Hablo y que compra. Hablo y que compra.
Okay. And if there's more than one of them, how do you say, I want those shoulders?
Hablo y que sani compra. Hablo y que sani compra.
Okay. How about aboga?
Aboga. That sounds like downhill.
Downhill?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has at the foot of the bluff.
Yeah,
so
downhill.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Miomba aboga hilia ka. Does that make sense? Miomba aboga hilia ka.
The moon's down low. That's what that means.
Okay. Abogaji.
Abogaji. That, I think that means same thing as downhill.
Okay.
Abogaji.
Let's see.
Yeah, but see, he's going down the hill.
All right. Abogaji. Jinhea ka.
They slept down below the hill.
All right. Would you say it for me?
Abogaji. Eji himba. Abogaji eji himba.
Okay. He has abogaji jinhea ka.
Yeah. Well, you could say that too. Jinhea means you lay down.
Ah, so, okay. All right. Abogaha.
I wonder what that would mean, abogaha.
Abogaha. N'oblige, n'oblige, yeah. Hmm. Abogaha, n'oblige, yeah.
Hmm. Maybe he meant he's standing there below the hill.
I think he translates here, he kicked it over bluff.
Oh,
kicked
huh.
It. How would you say to kick?
Uh-huh. No sta.
No sta.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's what we'd say, no sta.
Maybe that's kicked what he has here, it's handwritten,
yeah.
It's hard to read. Abuke. Abuke. Okay, how about on the bank of a stream if it's, you know, real
yeah.
Real steep?
Mm.
How do you say steep? The bluff is steep.
I don't know how you'd say that.
Okay. Let's see.
Can you hear me? That fence just went to the water.
Okay, say it again.
How about the kanika here, ba?
Okay.
It just went first to the water. The fence did.
Okay. Abunoya. What's that mean? Abunoya. How about, let's see, the next word is aputaya. I'm sorry, abutaya. Abutaya. He translates that. If you shoot the bark off a tree, pieces.
Yeah. Butaya. That means you shoot something, it comes pieces. Butaya.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Butaya.
Alright, how would you say, I shot it?
Butaya. Butaya. I knocked it to pieces.
All right. Okay. And if you ask somebody else, well, did you knock it to pieces?
Well, that is gone.
Knocked it to pieces?
Butte gahabe.
And we knocked it to pieces?
Butte on gahabe.
On gahabe. Abunoya. Make sense to you? Abunoya. Abunoyabe. Did you hide something? Something?
No.
He has a sentence here. Chedungaba. Alright. Chedungaba. Abunoya ahuaba. Chedungaba. Abunoya ahuaba.
We said Chedungaba. Nonga ahuaba. Them buffaloes are running towards us.
Okay. The next word then is Abusonje. Abusonje.
Abusonje. Abusonje.
Yeah. Okay, could you ever say Abusonje? Abusonje?
No. Just Abusonje.
All right.
Like you run and jump on something.
Okay.
I'll be Sunday.
How would you say?
And that same as wrestling too.
All right. How would you say I was wrestling?
I'll be Sunday.
Say again.
I'll be Sunday.
Okay. And you were wrestling.
I'll be Sunday.
Say again.
I'll be Sunday.
All right. And we were wrestling.
On bus sanjungai.
All right. And he was wrestling?
Abisandabe.
All right. Is that he?
He, uh-huh.
He or the?
Abisandabe. That boy wrestled that man. Abisandabe.
All right. And the next word is abuta. Abutabe, I guess.
I don't know what that would mean.
Well, let's see. It says if you put your hands down on something, or put your hands around something to hold it. Hmm. Ashputa.
Let's see.
Abutta.
That's oblinge.
Oblinge?
Oblinge, like a hold something. Oblinge.
Okay.
I don't know how you would say boil.
But abuche. Abuche.
Yeah, abuche. Abuche.
So you learned a new word?
Yeah.
Oh, how would you say I boiled it?
Abuche pache.
Alright. But abuche. Can you say that?
Abuche, uh-huh. Yeah. You can say that too, and I could say abuche pache. I'm boiling it.
All right. And how about I boiled it?
I boiled it. Why, that'd be abuche pache. Abuche skache.
All right. You boiled it and he boiled it?
Uh-huh. Abuche skache.
How about him? He boiled it.
Abuche gacheba.
All right. Could you say ashpuche?
Ashpuche. Yeah, maybe you could say that, say like you boiled it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Ashbuche, ashbuche.
All right. Let's see now. And if you say I boiled it, what? How did you say that again? Abuche was.
Abuche paje.
Paje.
Paje. See, I boiled it.
Okay, could you, instead of saying paje, if you did it, could you just say apuche?
That means just boil. Just boil. See, when I say abuche paje, well, see, I boiled it.
All right. Okay. Let's see, the next word is abuzube.
I don't know what that word is.
You lean on something?
No.
Lean on somebody or push somebody?
I don't know how you'd say that.
Okay. Outside or outdoors?
Ashita.
Ashita.
Ashita means outdoors.
All right.
And chita means inside, inside the house. Chita. Chita means inside. And so ashita is outdoors.
Okay. Ashka. Next word is ashka.
It means something near.
Alright. Ashkachti.
Ashkachti. That means right close.
Right close. Real near.
Mm-hmm.
Okie doke. Ashkahinga.
Ashkahinga. That means still means closer. Ashkahinga.
Alright. Shayani Ashkahinga Ijeaka.
The Cheyennes are real close.
Say that.
Cheyenne, Ashkahing, Achiba. That's where we'd say it, you know.
They come real close.
Uh-huh.
Akadje. I guess it's...
That's just Dakadje means hot. It's hot.
Dakadje is hot. How would you say I'm hot?
Dakadje make you. In the weather, you know, it's a moisture.
Moisture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how about if you ask somebody... you know, they look like they're perspiring. You say, were you hot?
Moshjeya ishe. That's what we said.
Okay.
Moshjeya ishe.
Okay.
Moshje wadiaka. That means it's sure hot.
Sure it's hot. All right. Dako.
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 Like a light burning.
Yeah, to
Dako,
shine.
Uh-huh. Something shining.
All right. How would you say it shine?
Dakonka. Dakonka.
Adakonle.
Adakonle. That means oil. Adakonle, you know, like lantern or lamp.
Right, okay. Weli is.
Weli
is
the oil. Oil.
Adakonle.
Adakonle. That means a chimney of a lamp.
Ah,
adakonle.
Okay. All right. Adachlon. No, I'm sorry. That's not right. It's Adachlin. Adachlin.
Adachlin.
Adachlin Ale.
That must sound like something burnt. Adachlin.
Blister?
No.
Adachli. You think it has something to do with burn, though?
Yeah.
Something that's burnt. All right. He doesn't have a translation for it here. Adachli means something's burned. All right. How about Adataya? Says something like to burn out the inside of a log.
Hmm.
Let's see, what was to fall apart? Is it the fence is falling down and falling apart? Isn't that taya in there? Taya?
Taya. Taya.
Taya. Okay.
Taya.
But adataya.
Adataya.
Maybe that'd be like burn something apart, burn two things apart, I don't know.
I don't know what that means, Adataya.
Okay. Karate.
Something about dead.
Yette dead, isn't it? Let's see. How about to melt something? It translates that to melt here. Like if you melt a candle, melt wax. And let's see. What was the word for drip? If something drips or is dripping.
I don't remember what it was.
Tatabe.
Tatabe means something that's dripping. Tatabe.
Well, let's see. He has adatete here.
Hmm.
How about adatata? Does that mean anything?
No.
Me. I don't know what he means here. Okay. Anyhow, Ada, or da, just da. That mean, how about freeze? To freeze something.
I don't know how you say it.
How'd you say the water froze?
Noche, that's what we'd say. Noche.
That's ice.
Uh-huh, that's ice.
Okay, could you say the water froze, turned into
That'd
ice?
That'd be the same thing. Noche.
All right.
Or some of them.
Well, yeah, well, what I do, I play the tape again, and then I go and then I make comments I write on here myself. And the ones you don't know, then I'll take down and ask Ralph Pepper.
Somebody ought to know.
Yeah, let's see. The next, let me think here. Oh yeah, the next word here is to look, to watch something. Dombe.
Dombe. And stombe. Did you look?
Okay.
Dombe means I looked. And stombe means did you look?
All right. Let's see. How would you say I looked at?
Dombe.
Dombe.
Dombe. Means I looked at it.
All right. Okay, if you like you climbing a tree, like a kid climbing a tree when he hug the tree real close. How about adje? Does that mean anything?
That means adje. No, hunt your adje, but it says he climbed the tree.
All right, and how would you say I did it? How would you say I?
Hunt your adje, peer. See, I climbed that tree.
All right, and if you're asking somebody else, did you climb that tree?
Hunt your eye out, yeah.
All right. Now you said,
Hunt your eye, yeah. Hunt your eye, yeah. That means I comb the tree.
All right. Now, what does that last word, pier?
I don't know what it means.
Could you say, Hunt your eye, yeah?
Well, that means did you climb the tree?
Okay.
I had you, she.
She. Okay.
And now see, I don't know what that she means, but we always put that, different things like that in there.
All right. And then could you also say, Jonche adabe he?
Yeah, that means, did you climb that tree?
Okay, let's see. And how about he climbed the tree?
Hunt your adja ahiaba.
Adja ahiaba.
Ahiaba,
Okay, and us, we climb tree.
Hunt your onga junga hibe. Hunt your onga junga hibe.
Okay.
We went to climb the tree.
Okie doke. Yeah. Light a fire? How would you say that? I lit a fire.
Bedje skahe.
Made a fire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bedje pahe.
Uh-huh.
But then I build the fire.
You did it, right. How about adjeye?
Adjeye.
Jeye. Adjeya ye.
Bedford jail, but that means he built a bar.
Okay. Say it again.
Bedford jail, but.
But I built a bar.
Bedford bar.
Mm-hmm. Could you say Bedford?
Ajayaye.
Okay. And how about you built a fire?
Bedit Shkache.
Alright.
Bedit Jayaye.
Jayaye. Okay. Yeah, it's that J and the Jayaye bird word.
See, that you different way. Did you build a fire? You know. Bedit Shkache. Did you fix a fire? And Bedit Jayaye.
Is there a difference in meaning between those
no,
two?
No, huh? Just the same.
Okay. Next word is Aju.
No, I don't know what that means.
How do you say bracelet?
Bracelet. I don't know how you say bracelet.
Okay. It might be something like Aju.
Ajuta. It means legs and arms both.
Both.
Ajuta.
Ajuta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How would you say my legs and arms hurt if we're using that word?
Ajuta. Onnea jihe.
Onnea jihe. Okay. Abanono. Oh, that doesn't mean anything special at all. Refers to the past or something.
That you crack something with your teeth.
What?
Wayahuche.
Wayahuche. Okay. Say it real slow.
Wayahuche.
Okay. To crack something with your teeth.
Uh-huh. Wayahuche.
All right. Ishta ayagabla.
I'm like, did you lay eyes on the, on something?
On something. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, then how would you say I, if you were doing it, I saw something or laid eyes on something?
Ishtaya gabla.
Say it again.
Ishtaya gabla. Did you lay eyes on that?
All right. And if you answered, yeah, I did. I laid eyes on that.
And a lot of times we said, iya ye. Did you see it?
Okay. How about agabla?
Agabla.
How about we laid eyes on it?
Ishtaya gabla.
Okay, and if it's the two of us or?
Ishta onga blabe.
Onga.
Onga blabe.
Okay. Very good. Now let me see. Let's see, the next word is agable.
Agable. I don't know what that means, agable.
Okay, how about if. If your dress blows around in the wind, or your coat, that's how he translates it.
Okay.
The wind is blowing a robe or something like that. Agable.
I don't know how you say that.
Oyagable. Oyagable, but I don't know. All right, next word is agabli.
Agabli.
About to put the lid on something to cover something up. You put the lid on a kettle. Jehe iha agabli. Or let's see.
Yeah. Jehe agabli. Jehe iha cha agabli. See, I covered the hole up. The bucket.
The bucket. All right. How would you ask someone else? Did you cover the bucket?
Yes, it's a gobbly.
All right, and he covered it up.
Yes, it's a goblimbe.
A goblimbe.
Blimbe.
All right, and us, we covered it up.
Yes, it's on goblimbe.
How many guys you got in there?
Two.
On
goblimbe.
On goblimbe.
On goblimbe.
We invented a tongue twister. I better get it once more to make sure I got it right. How would you say we covered that bucket?
Jacket on go blah blim bleh. Blah blim bleh.
Okay.
Why they say that all of them words blah blim bleh? But they don't do.
Okay. Let's see. How about agashke?
Agashke.
Ayagashke.
It's something like something you tie some.
All right. How would you say I tied it?
Agashke.
Agashke. And you tied it.
Ayagashke.
He tied it.
Agashkabe.
Agashkabe.
Mm.
And we tied it.
Agashkabe.
Okay. Word is agaha.
Agaha, that sounds like something on top.
Alright.
Agaha hiba. It said he went up. Agaha hiba.
Okay. Agaha hiba.
It means he went up.
And would you use that if something was sitting on top of a table or something?
Yeah. Agaha ahiaka.
Okay. What's that mean? Agaha
ahiaka. Agaha. It's sitting on top.
It's sitting on top. Okay. Alright. Agahatta.
Agahatta. Sound like outside. Agahatta.
Let's see. Agahatta li takaye. Takaye. Agahatta li.
Must be agahatta linka. They said outdoors. Agahatta linka.
All right, and agahatta linka. Tainkena. Agahatta linka.
Agahatta linka. Maybe that's what it is. Agahatta linka.
Okay. Let's see, the next word is agauji.
Agauji.
Agauji. Agauji.
I think that means they told him or something.
Yeah.
They told him.
Yeah, to tell somebody to do something, to command. All right, how would you say, I told him to do it?
Agauji.
Agoshi.
Agoshi.
And you told him to do it?
Let's see. You told him to do it. Ayagoshi.
Alright, he told him.
Agoshimba.
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 And we told him.
Oblagyai, huh? Oblage.
Oblage.
Oblage. I told him.
Okay, and can you say? Ongagoji.
Ongagimbe.
Ongagimbe.
Ongagimbe. We told him.
Ongagagimbe.
Ongagagimbe. I don't think that's anything.
Okay.
Just ongagimbe.
Alrighty. Agojinje.
I don't know what that means.
If you. Yeah, it's translated here to make a rattling sound, like when you hit paper. Mm. Like,
We say, yichinchise.
Yichinchise.
Yichinchise. Yichinchise. You know, just like rattling paper.
Okay. How would you say, I rattled it? I rattled the paper.
Blinchinchise.
Say it slow.
Bleach, yeah. Something like you hit and make noise.
Hmm.
Agakuge. What does he say about that?
He doesn't say.
Agakuge.
Ayagakuge.
Did you, you know, make noise on the wall or something, you know?
Okay. Let's see, what was, give me a word for drum once.
Drum?
Drum. Like a drum you beat on.
Oh. Let's see. Jechen.
Oh, okay. It's not.
Jechen.
If you beat on a drum, how would you?
Jechen, uyachi.
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 Alright.
Goge means, you know, where you make noise. Hit wall or something.
Okay.
Kind of. Rattling noise.
Agakuge linge.
I don't know what that means. That linge means sit down.
Well, maybe it means make a noise and sit down.
Yeah, maybe he fell down.
Agakugonhe. The next word is agakugonhe. Does that mean anything?
No.
Agake. Agake.
I know. Who you dig something with a hole. Gake.
Gake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He has it here. If you are hoeing, then how would you say what I'm doing is hoeing?
I don't know what that means.
He has to hoe up the earth in little hills.
Mm-hmm.
I got coal. How about, let's see, the next word is agalu.
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 I don't know what that means.
He translates that to shave. Shaved the side of the head with a knife or a razor. Do you know a different word to shave?
No, that's one I didn't know while ago, you know.
Yeah, that's right. There was another word like that, wasn't there?
Yeah, shave or something.
Okay. Aganuya. We had that anuya before, didn't we?
Yeah.
All right. Agahaje. He has that meaning to cover something up too. Onga gachadabe.